Ba-ba-ba-bum. What is up, folks? I'm going to let some folks get. That's good. What's up, everybody? I'm going to let people start to get in here before I get going. How's everyone doing today? Staying alive. Bless you. I'm well, thank you. What up? A hole in my ceiling. So, let's see. I took some notes that I'll definitely be getting into. Are you back up? All right. I'm just gonna get into it. You probably thought I was gonna be talking a lot about Seth and Claire and Yarvo and Matt Cohen and Dan Ferguson. Ooh. Where does Dan Ferguson work? No, I'm not even gonna talk about Spielberg, who, by the way, Steven Spielberg is a pedophile. Yep. See how easy that was, Corey? I didn't need $10 million. I just said it. But what I want to get into is, I want to get into like the bigger picture of how this stuff is all connected. Because when you're talking about like really elite levels, the name of the game is blackmail. So they want something on you that they can hold over your head so they can basically own you and tell you what to do. And they film it. And then they own you. So that's what runs the whole system, basically. They want compromised people because they're easy to control. And a lot of, you know, a lot of people, they'll just go along with it and do whatever just for fame or money or accolades or any of that stuff. I don't understand it. Some people are just like really into the evil shit. Yarvo. Oh, I'm not going to talk about Tom Hanks either, who is also a pedophile. Tom Hanks, folks, is a pedophile. I'm sorry if this is the kind of bursting your bubble, all this information is new, but it's time that this comes out into the open, because we are going to change the way everything works, because at the top levels of wealth, of power, the very top levels, these people are just sick and psycho. Look into the Rothschild family. Do some research. You heard it's cannibals. Yeah, there is cannibalism. The higher you go, the more sick it gets. Pedowood has been happening for a very long time. Yes, it has. A very, very, very long time. And this is the thing, this is what really hurts about the situation, because a lot of people are kind of born into this. They grow up in it. They are abused. And through the abuse, especially as a child, you can break someone's subconscious mind. If you're not aware of any of this stuff, look into MKUltra. I heard Bronfman has Fiji. Oh, yeah. Yeah. By the way, Bronfman, if you don't know who that is, Claire Bronfman, she's a heiress for Seagram's, the liquor company, and she got arrested yesterday. Oh, Jimmy Savile. Yes, I'm getting into that. That's on my notes here. That's in my notes. The royal family. Yeah, Jimmy Savile raped and murdered hundreds of kids over the course of three decades or longer. No one ever looked into it. And he hung out with the royal family. He was knighted. He was knighted. And the reason I want to talk about Jimmy Savile is because this guy, Mark Thompson. Mark Thompson is, he runs the New York Times. Now, Mark Thompson was head of the BBC for years and years and years. They covered up allegations. They covered up abuse. They let him run rampant, and they just covered it up. So this guy, Mark Thompson, is at BBC, and then he goes over to the New York Times. Now think about it. If someone like that is running a giant media organization, what are they going to say? What are they going to tell you? Are they going to tell you the truth? No. No, they're not going to tell the truth. That's why when people say the news is fake, it's because it's run by these people who are into some very, 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 very sick stuff. What else do we got here? Elsa Gate. Please, 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 I want you guys to research and look about Elsa Gate. Elsa Gate is one of the most evil things I've ever encountered in my life. It's making videos on YouTube with traumatic triggers that actually rewire people's, or not people, but like little babies. It rewires their subconscious to be more receptive and open to being abused. It is absolutely sick. I posted something on Twitter yesterday, but that hashtag is so suppressed. It's nuts. And again, I know this might be coming as a shock to a lot of you. Like, you had no idea because, you know, we're around the media. You're told who to trust, who to like. And the people who are telling you who to like are compromised. The people, the actors, the musicians, everybody, those people are compromised at the top levels. It's really bad. And it's when it hits you, it's hard. I mean, I didn't know. It took the situation punching me in the face before I realized I was in the middle of some crazy fucking shit. And, you know, most people are good, and they want to trust. They want to trust, and they can't even imagine that kind of an evil exists. And that helps them cover it up. We have been brainwashed for our whole lives. If you want to do research on Operation Mockingbird, that's been going on, you know, 50 years. What happened that caused you to go public? Well, you know what? I couldn't take it anymore. Something came over me on set. I saw the gun allegations, and I saw him like, oh, they're just jokes. I'm like, bro, I know who you are. I know you. I've met you, you know, a number of times. I don't know Gunn that well, but I'm like, you're a fucking liar, dude. And I just watched them. They lie and lie and lie and lie and lie. And I watched it. I'm like, okay. That's and I just, something hit me. There was a hostage situation at the supermarket near my house, and there was like tons of helicopters flying over. I don't know, something like inside of me just activated, and I was like, you know what? I'm fucking doing this. I'm going down to Comic-Con right now, and I'll tell these motherfuckers, like, yo, if I'm a liar, call me a liar to my face. Right? Have I crossed paths with Lloyd Kaufman? I don't know if I've met Lloyd. I did a film that I think was picked up by Trauma, but I don't know. It was a while ago. Aren't you concerned for my life? Yeah. But more importantly, I'm concerned for everybody, because this shit has been going on forever. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I saw you, your post about the lady. Oh, yeah. 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 Hardwick. Oh, yeah. I've met Hardwick. Yep. Ian Black on my list. I don't know Ian Black. Is that the guy that was posting the Tinder for pizza thing? Someone answer. I don't know who that is. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin and Seth Green are friends. To be honest, I had some fun times with those guys. For being satanic pedophiles, like Seth is a pretty cool dude. I mean, I feel sorry. I feel a lot of empathy for them because they grew up in this shit, and you know, it's trauma, it's abuse, and then you know, then you get the money, and then you get the fame, and it's like okay, and then all of a sudden you're the abuser, and it sucks, man. It sucks. Like, I really, like, I have a lot of empathy for both of them. Like, for anyone who is in that situation. Because it's hard. What are they going to, how do you get out? Like, everyone is threatened. Everyone. Why don't you show us proof? There's a bunch of stuff I posted on 8chan. And by the way, the proof is in the fucking pudding. If I'm lying, sue me. Great. Let's go to court. Let's have discovery. Do you know how many people I would love to get up there? Associates? Was Jacko innocent? I don't know. I don't know if he was. I like to believe he was. Michael Jackson fucking hated Steven Spielberg. So. And also, this is good. This is what makes me think that Michael Jackson was probably innocent because the media destroyed him. The medical industry destroyed him. He was just fucking destroyed by these pieces of shit that just want to, you know, keep it going. They keep it going. It's been going on a long... Yeah, Sarah is very brave. Oh, yeah, Tom Hanks. Tom fucking Hanks, guys. Pedophile. Called out. No response. At first, I thought you were a little... I've heard that before. Do they literally worship... Yes, they do. Go, there's some wedding pictures from Yarbo's wedding. I mean, they have a fucking pentagram, like, right on the thing. It's like... That's the thing. These people, they advertise everything with their symbols. Like, after Pizzagate hit, and then that's when I really began to pay attention. I saw Claire, and she had this leather jacket with a heart inside a heart. I'm like, why are you wearing that? That's like a known pedophile symbol. So, Ian Black is Tinder pizza guy. I mean, it seems pretty obvious. You know, the code words, the, when and why did you first start following Q? I first started on QAnon the day that it went up. And I was on it the whole time. I kind of haven't been as much just because I seem like I'm trolling. Yeah, because that would be fun. QAnon, I was on... Yeah, from the very beginning. And I've been studying a lot of stuff for years and years. And then the QAnon actually dropped information that I had never even heard of. So that's why I was like, oh, this is legit. I guess that I'll never work in this. You know what? I don't give a shit. I don't... Honestly, I'm a more talented musician than I am an actor. I don't care. I've already been blacklisted. They can't double blacklist me. They can try to kill me. You know. Good luck with that. Do you see the hash? What do I know about Renegade? Bro, Renegade. Come out, man. Not everyone in Hollywood is bad. All right? there are a lot of decent people. A lot of people don't even realize what's actually going on. And they're just blind to it. I was blind to it. It took me like I said, just like smashing me in the fucking face before I was like, oh God, this shit is real. Hollywood, who is the boss? Top dog. I don't know. Geffen, music industry. Look, guys, it's music. It's film. It's art. Look into Marina Abramović. If you're just getting started with this stuff, look into Marina Abramović. Do some research. Ooh, nasty. She's also tied in with Bronfman from Nexium. And you should Google this. The media is totally blacking it out, the mainstream media. But it's Nexium, NXVIM. So all you are like, this is coming like as a shock to you, like, oh my God, this shit's so crazy. Like, yeah, it is. It really is. Is Oprah a pedophile? Well, let's see. Hanks, Weinstein, I mean, the company she keeps, as rich as she is, I have a feeling she is very high up in the cult. And this, make no mistake, this is a cult. There is a widespread cult that is worldwide. And it's fucking bad, guys. It's bad. It's bad. Complicit people in Hollywood who could come out with info are too... Yeah. Everyone's afraid. They're afraid to come out. People that know... they don't want to do it. It's scary, guys. People get killed over this shit. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. So many questions. Who are they afraid of? What was the situation that woke me up? All right. So the situation that really, 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 really woke me up. I mean, I knew I was, when Pizzagate hit, I was researching on 4chan. And so I was kind of like, oh wow, this is a problem. But when it really, really hit me was that, well, the first time it really hit me was at Seth's. We went over there, played Mafia. It's a role-playing game that we play. And at the end of the night, it was me, Seth, and his brother-in-law. And Seth turned to me and opened up this secret bookshelf, and he's like, this is where we keep the children! And I was like, I tried to just put it out of my mind, but then about a month later, Seth, Claire, and I were having a dinner at their house, and Seth said, we now need to have a talk about chicken. And I was like, oh God. And then he basically admitted that he's a pedophile. The boy at Paris's. Yeah. The boy at Paris's, there was a party over there. But guys, I have a thread on the QAnon forum. If you wanna just look at it, I don't wanna like hash over other stuff. Do you know anyone who was murdered because of this? Not personally. Not personally, but people are murdered for it. What about Heather? I didn't realize how bad it was. I thought there were some bad apples. It is. It is so rampant. It is so, so, so bad. But watch for the symbolism, because these people out themselves with the symbols. It's all over. By the way, if any of like our mutual friend circle, me, Seth, Claire, other people that have been to their house, did you ever notice when you walk right in that there's that little yellow sign with a triangle and a circle in the middle? Like that's a symbol. Yeah, chicken. Ugh. I'm just reading some of these. Whose house? What do you mean, whose house? Guys, if you have a, if you guys have questions, can you make them? Did I go to any satanic parties? No, I didn't. No, 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 no. I never went to anything like that. You need proof. Bro, I post this stuff on HN and the proof is in the pudding. If they're lying, they can sue me. And if I'm lying, they can sue me. And we can go, let's go into court. Do you know how many more people? Because there are a lot of others. Who does Dan Ferguson work for? Ruh-roh. Eagle Survivor, I don't care. Sue me. I know it's true. He told me. Other people have the info. Think about how someone could capture all communications, everything digital. Dan Schneider, oh my God. Yes, Dan Schneider is, of course, a pedophile. Any dirt on Seth Rogen? No, I don't have any dirt on Seth Rogen, but we did smoke weed together once in a hotel room. Are parents aware? Oh, see, this is the most fucked up thing. So, a lot of showbiz parents will knowingly give their kids to be abused, because they'll be like, oh, we'll get your kid rules and money, and then they take the money and then they just sell their kids. People sell their kids. They sell their kids for money. It's very fucked up. You're telling us general stuff that most of us know. You know what? This is for people that are new to this. This is not for like people that have been studying this. I'm sharing information. I want you to realize there's a bigger system of control. There's a bigger system of control that is at play, and I want people to open their eyes to it, because people don't want to believe, they can't believe that something so evil is happening. Like, because most people are good. Most people are good. So I want people, this is not for people who know this stuff. This is for people who are new to this, and it's shocking, and it's going to be painful, and it's going to be painful for a lot of mutual friends of mine and Seth and Claire's. It's shocking. It broke my heart. Like, it broke my heart, because I love them. What else we got here? What do we do to help expose this? You share it. You talk about it. You tell people. You get involved. You get involved, because when you get involved, people are waking up. Like, the media is just going apoplectic about, they're just going absolutely bonkers. And people are starting to be like, why are they freaking out so much? Like, Donald Trump had 2 scoops of ice cream. How is that? Like, why are people's heads exploding? It's because they're compromised. Stephen Colbert is a pedophile. Stephen Colbert and John Podesta are best buddies. Best buddies. And if you don't know who John Podesta is, do some research. Ugh, absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. So, Dan Harp, yeah. You guys, this is important. Read the body language. Look into the eyes. You know? Like, if you have an idea that something is off, look at these people's demeanor. They're hiding things. It's destroying them, because They didn't think they would ever get caught. This has been going on for probably millennia. The people that have controlled all of the wealth have been part of it, but they aren't anymore. The Rothschilds are getting fucked as we speak. All their holdings worldwide. There's a lot of stuff happening. The media is not covering it. You're going to have to go outside of your normal habits and patterns. And you're going to have to do research. The information is not easy to get. Twitter has been suppressing me. Twitter, YouTube, Google, Facebook, they've been suppressing this information. They don't want you, the people worldwide, they don't want you to know what is up. They don't want you to know. They want to keep you in the dark, and they're losing their control. They're losing it, but it's at this point, it's just, they can't do anything. They cannot do anything. It's over. The only thing that has to happen is that the people need to see what is going on. The people need to wake up. The people have the power. You have the power. You've just given it away. You've accepted what they've been giving you for so long that, you know, you need to wake up. You need to research. You need to, you know, you need to get out of the mind state that the mainstream media is the arbiter of truth, because they're not. The New York Times lied and then got us into the Iraq War. All they do is lie. Look what they did to Michael. They destroyed him. And look at his music. His music is so uplifting for people, but they destroyed him. They hate the light. They hate when people are connected and loving. And that is why that's why we're going to burn these pieces of shit to the fucking ground. Straight up. It's already happening. Guys, compromise, folks. It's already done. You can redeem yourself and come clean. You can redeem yourself and come clean, but it's already done. The indictments are in. So if you want to help out, just admit it. What bad is going to happen? It's already over. Like, so why don't you just come out? I know you're scared, but, you know, it's over. It's done. Obama, 100%. 100%. Google Obama Wendy, and a picture should come up. Kimmel? Oh, yeah, you best fucking believe that Jimmy Kimmel is compromised. Frank Giustra, but best buddies. You guys, all of this stuff is interconnected. If you want to get into the club, if you want to make the money, if you want the fame, you have basically have to sell your soul. And then, you know, the club is populated on the top, you know? It's all these people, and they all have that a little secret, and they just they've walked around with impunity, like, oh, nobody knows. And it's so fucking funny to them. Seth, when you posted that shit, touring with the U.S. Army, oh man, I gotta say, man, that was ballsy and kind of hilarious, but the picture with the duper's delight, oh boy. You know, it's a thrill for people. Some people, it's a thrill to hurt other people. That's their thrill. And it sucks that that's the case, but that's the case. Some people are just sociopaths. Sociopathic liars. Just looking at some of these comments. Yeah, guys. Look, this isn't easy. All this was definitely not easy for me, you know. But, you know, for America, it's not easy either. Because, you know, you're like, oh, I love this person. Oh, yeah. And then, it hits you and you're like, oh my God. And that's what happened to me. I love these people. I love these people. And then it hit me. It hit me. It hit me. I don't even know how to, you know, describe the devastation. It was awful. Let's talk about Kevin Spacey. Let's talk about Kevin Spacey. Everyone in Hollywood knew about Kevin Spacey. Everyone. Everyone knew, but literally nothing happened. Nothing happened. No one said anything. Nothing happened. For how long? How long was Kevin's? Years and 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 years. And people still work with him. They still took the money. They're like, oh, man, take the money. Because, you know, people want to survive and, you know, they want to make the money. But nobody did anything. And am I blacklisted? Yeah, I would assume so. But who knows? I mean, you love Spacey, yeah. I know, they're going to go after me hard. They're kind of in like a shitty position right now, though, because, you know, people don't know who I am outside of, you know, here and, you know, a few circles. But the general public doesn't know who I am. So they can't attack me because it just gives me more publicity. So right now they're going with they're just trying to just keep it suppressed, keep it silent, keep it on the low pro. Twitter deleting direct messages and even deleted someone's account while I was talking to them. It's madness. What made you finally come out with it? Yeah, it's just something hit me. It hit me inside. I felt this quickening hit me inside. I felt like the spirit of Paul Revere filled my body, and I was like, I have to go right now. I have to do this right now. I have to do it. You know, it's like, what have I got to lose? You know, what have we got to lose? So that's why. You're welcome. By the way, thank you so much for all the people that have reached out and given me support, because it means a lot. And I hope I am inspiring other people to, you know, be bold and be brave. Kathy Griffin, what do you think? Tyler, what do you think? Is Kathy Griffin bought and paid for? Tyler. Am I still acting? No, I'm not really acting. I'm not even getting auditions. But even when I was, everything I read was just like, ugh. It's just trash. And that's another reason I'm doing this. Because these people control content, and all the content is shit. It sucks. They ruined Star Wars. How dumb do you have to be to ruin Star Wars? People don't even care about Star Wars. That's how much they ruined shit. So no, I haven't been acting. I've been making art. I'm actually a carpenter. I've been making art and recording music, which is something else I do. Broken Lizard. I don't know. I don't know if they're compromised. That was the first movie I ever did. We had fun. I like those guys. So yeah, I have no idea. I don't know about Steve-O. I don't know, guys. Yes, yeah, Star Wars was horrible. Absolutely dreadful. Who do you fear the most? You know what? I'll tell you who I fear the most is the second son. When you die and you have to pass through. And if you don't, you know, not everyone gets to pass through that. Donald Glover, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. 20 unified A-listers? I don't know that there are 20 A-listers that are clean. I mean, I don't know. Why won't Corey name names? Well, I don't know. Is Roseanne controlled? No, I don't think she is. I think, you know, people are just kind of like, I think Roseanne definitely knows what's up, but, you know, it's kind of like a pretty ballsy, crazy thing to just, you know, start calling these people out. Like, I'm sure she has friends that, you know, that, or people she's worked with that she knows. Everyone knows. Look, people know. People know, but you, the public needs to know. Macaulay. Well, you know, I don't know Macaulay's involvement, but I do know he was fucking brutalized as a child. I can't even imagine. You'd have to ask him. This is a thing, man. Like, some of these people that have been in it their whole lives, just come forward, man. Like, for the good of America, you know? Like, for the good of the world, because this is worldwide. Look at England and Belgium. England is, oh, so bad. England is so bad with this shit. I really feel for the English people, because they're just, their whole government is just, oh, you know, they cover up all sorts of trafficking of children. It's bad. I didn't admit to being raped by my father. I was abused by my father. He never raped me, but whatever. He was just very, very kind of ignorant, which, you know, we all make mistakes. I've gotten over it. Ted Gunderson. Oh, yeah, Ted Gunderson. Definitely. Guys, I have been studying this stuff forever. Dane Cook's girlfriend. Yeah, she's like, I don't know, 19, 20. It's funny, actually. Tyler, well, I remember this very well. Tyler called me and accused Dane of being a pedophile. And I'm like, bro, she's, it's legal, man. That's legal. They thought, guys, those asking for follow backs here, I won't be following anybody back here. This is just, hey, this is my second time even using this app. I've got way too many other Twitters and the Instagrams and the emails. Like, I can't keep track of it all. Please, spread the awareness to other people you know, because that will build. If everyone knew what was going on, we could solve the problem literally today. If everybody knew, we could solve it literally today. But people don't know. People are still under the spell. People still think CNN, like, has something decent to say. People still think the New York Times has something decent to say. People still listen to Stephen Colbert. Like, you know, we need you to do research and stop being lazy and expect the answers to be given to you, because they won't. You have to look for it. I would suggest going on the QAnon boards on the 8chan. There's a lot of good information there. And then you can kind of start to, once you see it and it snaps, you're like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. You just see it, you're like, man, am I Mossad? No. I'm unaffiliated with anybody. No one approached me. No one did anything. I just, on Saturday, I got that lightning bolt, and I drove down to San Diego. I have had some very, very good people reach out after I did that. So that's good. Oh, ping pong table. Oh, boy. Yeah, it might have to do something with that. No one said anything to me. No one said anything. I mean, what are they going to say? We have a group chat with a bunch of people from our old game night where we played Mafia, and I sent some funny texts on there. Are any celebrities supporting me? No, not yet, no. No. I hope that some people will come forward. I know there are people out there, like, I know there's people out there that know, and I think they should come forward. You know, like, what about Dave Chappelle? I think he knows quite a bit. Why did he run away to Africa? Why was he so freaked out? I mean, I would love for him to address that stuff. Kanye, why did they throw Kanye in an insane asylum right after he called out Facebook and Google and saying that they lied to you? Why did they throw him in an insane asylum and drug him for days? Why? It's a good question. I wish he would address that, because, you know, we need voices. We need bigger voices. Like, people will listen to Kanye. Me, you know, I'm just some guy, you know, whatever. Kanye, you know, has a way bigger platform. Dave Chappelle has a way bigger platform. So, yeah, I know there's good people out there. I hope that you can come forward. Like, help us. Don't be afraid. What are they going to do? If everyone comes out at once, it's over. It's over, you know. Right now there's, you know, not too many people doing that sort of thing. Just people that have kind of a very, you know, disregard their personal safety a little bit. Is Chris Pratt good? I don't know. Is he good? I hope so. Has he said anything? No. Give meaning of ping pong table. Yeah, pizza, ping pong. I mean, I wasn't aware of the ping pong thing until the Comet Pizza and the Pizzagate, blah, 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 blah. They had the ping pong. I don't know, but it seems like, you know, if a kid was playing ping pong, they could come up and, like, creep on the kid from behind. I don't know. I have no idea. Get out of my house. Nah, my house is pretty safe. My house is pretty safe. My house is pretty safe. Cobain was murdered. Yeah. Cobain was murdered. Chester. Talk about Chester. Look, just because a guy eats pizza on a show doesn't mean they're bad, okay? A lot of people, they don't even realize the symbolism. They just go along with it. Because, A, if we're talking about the food pizza, it's really good. And everyone loves pizza. So if you're like, hey, I have pizza, it's like, oh, yeah, great, pizza. Oh, shit, energy weapons. Yeah, that is a good point. Chris Cornell, I mean, looks pretty shady to me. Oh yeah, Q will be proven. 100%. Notice that no one, literally no one in the mainstream media has asked Trump about Q. Like, who is Q? I mean, this is a guy, right, supposedly, that's just like dropping all this information about, you know, national security secrets and, like, worldwide. But nobody, no reporter has said, hey, what's up with Q? Because that's how controlled they are. These people, New York Times, CNN, they're media whores. They're literally whores. And they're stupid. And they do the bidding of whoever pays them. They're not journalists. They're not journalists at all. They're whores. It's a public relations, you know, they're trying to control your mind. And they will admit it. They have admitted it on camera. They said, that's our job. What's her name? Brzezinski? Mika? She said, it's our job to tell people what to think. So, I think I'm going to go, unless we got a new question that's awesome here. Oh yeah, Juicer Alliance Gate. Yeah. Details about Kathy Griffin. Oh, no, I maybe met her once, but I don't know. But I know Tyler. Twitter code. Yeah, that's a need to know sort of thing. That's the yeah, don't worry about that. Did Brendan really surveil me? You know, I don't know if Brendan surveilled me. Tyler told me that Brendan surveilled me, but Tyler is a liar, so I don't know. Oh God, it's kind of flying. Oh, by the way, that comment that I made on HN about Trump, that was a shit post. I'm allowed to shit post, okay? That's me. It was not hacked. It's fine. That was me. Am I getting DMs? Tyler Shields. I am getting DMs. Yeah, a lot of people have reached out. Do you want to give interviews? Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to talk to people. That's why I'm here. You know, I'm here with you. Yeah, don't worry about that that code, guys. That's the people that know who that is know what that is. It's good. How involved is CIA? I don't know. Ashton Kutcher tweeted a CIA picture today. CIA is definitely involved in drug trafficking. CIA has overthrown so many countries. They've interfered in elections. They suck. They fucking suck. JFK tried to break them up. JFK got murdered. But I think that we're going to see the CIA dismantled and scattered into the wind like a million pieces, like they should be. Central bank, yeah. Guys, if this stuff is new to you, please just, you know, do your due diligence as a citizen of this country and as a citizen of the world to put in the time to, like, you know, research and, like, figure out what's going on. Proof! We need proof! What do you need proof of? The proof is in the pudding. Do you expect me to, like, have all the compromise? You expect me to have all the pictures? And come on. The proof is in the pudding. Sue me. If I'm lying, sue me. Because these are, like, pretty damning allegations that I'm making. These are pretty damning allegations. So, if I'm lying, sue me. All right, well, I think, how many women are involved? A lot. There's a lot of women involved. There's a lot of women involved. So, all right, well, yeah, exactly, big defamation claims. Yeah, if I'm lying, like, this is like career-ending shit that I'm saying. So if I'm lying, Let's go to court. Let's get discovery. Do you want discovery? Of course they don't want discovery. There's this girl, Sarah Ruth Ashcraft, on Twitter, who has been accusing Tom Hanks of raping her when she was 13. Her dad sold her to Tom Hanks. She's been accusing him for months and months and months and months and months. He's never addressed it. Her dad, I think I saw a picture with her dad and Obama that she posted today. So, you know, if these people want to come clean, they should. You really should, guys. Because it's happening whether you want it to or not. Well, this whole thing is going down. So why not help your friends and family who are, you know, in the crossfire? Like, think about them, you know? I know you love them. So, think about them. It's not about, because what's the worst that happens? You die? We all die. Might as well die doing something good than just keeping stupid lie going, you know? I'm going to take off, guys. Spread this out. Get involved. Start researching. I want everyone to wake up. I want you all to wake up. And I love you, all right? Bye.